With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Under pressure from President Trump, Senate Republicans plan to launch a full and robust debate next week on legislation to impose strict new proof of citizenship requirements. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it won't officially be the talking filibuster that President Trump has suggested. Republicans plan to hold the floor for days, if not weeks, to pressure Democrats. Thune said on the Senate floor Thursday, quote, "I can guarantee that we are going to put Democrats on the record." The president has said he won't sign any other legislation until this bill, known as the Safeguard American Vote Eligibility or Save America Act, is passed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reporting on the Russian drone strike that hit Kyiv, leaving at least four civilians dead and many more injured.
During the aftermath, rescuers are seen extinguishing fires and going through rubble. The attack hit four districts and damaged homes, schools, businesses, and critical infrastructure. Russia's defense ministry said the strikes targeted energy and industrial facilities linked to the Ukrainian military. Ukrainian drones, meanwhile, hit an oil refinery and port in Russia's southern Krasnodar region. The U.S. has postponed planned peace talks this week because of the war in the Middle East and announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A federal judge has quashed Justice Department subpoenas issued to the Federal Reserve in January, a severe blow to a probe that has already attracted strong criticism on Capitol Hill. Judge James Boasberg said the mountain of evidence suggests the purpose of the subpoenas was simply to pressure the Fed to cut its key interest rate, as President Trump has demanded. This is SRN News. Conservative Anglicans stepping back from the brink. More from Michael Harrington.
The Global Anglican Futures Conference has decided not to ordain an alternative to the Archbishop of Canterbury, a move which might have prompted an immediate split within the worldwide Anglican Communion. The conservative bishops are unhappy with the Anglican Church's embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. They are also dissatisfied with the recent selection of the first ever female Archbishop of Canterbury. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming GOP Governor Mark Gordon signing a ban on abortion as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions. 13 other states have banned abortion at different stages. Gordon says he has some misgivings because of the exceptions for rape and incest. This is SRN News. The United States has made a historic shift in trade dynamics. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
America is importing more goods from Taiwan than from China for the first time in decades. This change is primarily attributed to the implementation of tariffs and a substantial surge in demand for technology products, particularly those related to artificial intelligence.
In December of 2025, the value of U.S. imports from Taiwan reached approximately $24.7 billion, while imports from China declined to $21.1 billion. Duke is the top overall seed in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament, with Arizona, Michigan, and Florida also landing on the number one line. On the women's side, UConn is the overall number one seed, along with UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina. More on these stories, townhall.com.